Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
When it comes to booking a taxi and you don't fancy hailing one on the street, mostly you have two options, Uber or Freenow. Both are internationally owned, both charge customers a technology fee, and both charge drivers at least 15% and sometimes up to 40% of the fare. My next guest is a taxi driver and is launching what he and his colleagues hope is a viable alternative to the big two, Tap a Taxi. Drivers initially purchase their share and then pay a flat subscription per month, and users pay what it says on the meter with no other fees. It operates as a co-op and the app is downloadable now. And David Mitchell is one of the founders. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Tell us about the current charges that drivers have to pay with the likes of Uber and Freenow. Give us a kind of an idea of what they have to pay.
Okay, so Uber and Freenow have these surcharges, and I say that, you know, cautiously, because they're not calling them surcharges. They're making up terminologies to cover these surcharges. Customers are being charged technology fees that can range anywhere between €1 and €9. That's the highest we've seen, is €9. Priority booking fees when there's a shortage of taxis, which often happens because we get a larger volume of people coming out of a stadium, and they will charge a customer extra to get a taxi faster.
Surge pricing.
It's surge pricing, but they're calling it, they're painting it as technology fees and priority booking fees. But yes, it's ultimately surge pricing.
And the
pricing.
Drivers, did I get that right? That some pay up to 40% commission?
Yes, we've evidence to suggest that, and we had it. We presented a submission to the Oireachtas Committee back in December, where we see drivers being charged a 41% commission on a job from Cabinteely to Dublin Airport. Now, when...
Was it in a gold-plated Merc?
Exactly, yes, you'd think so. When Kieran Hart was approached about this, he denied it. He says, no, we charge 12% commission. So after...
Kieran Hart is the boss of Uber here.
Kieran Hart is the boss of Uber. Danny O'Gorman is the boss of Freenow. So when we further investigated this, because I was stunned, I'm like, how can he deny this? It's there. We're shown the evidence. We had it on a piece of paper. And when, after further investigation, we found this new terminology. Uber have a habit of making up terminologies to cover what they're doing. We found this terminology called an adjustment. So it's a 12% commission plus an adjustment on the fare, which brought the driver's total commission up to 41%.
Okay, now you are hoping to make it more affordable for drivers with this new Tap a Taxi. Tell us about your fee structure for the drivers first, and then from the consumer point of view.
Absolutely. So there's a buy-in. It's a co-op. So there's a buy-in. So to finance our marketing campaign, there's a €300 buy-in share. Now, you keep that share. That share is yours. So that could fluctuate. That could increase. That could decrease. There's always a risk involved.
Yeah.
So that's running our marketing campaign. We're just about to go into phase two. We have a great team behind us. I know we didn't mention any names, but it's a collective effort by the team. We're just about to enter the phase. So there's a €300 buy-in for the share. After launch, there's 2 months grace in monthly subscriptions. After then, it's €120 per month, for your subscription. Basically €30 per week to use the app, and there's no commissions after that.
Adjustments and no technology. And from the consumer point of view, what do you pay?
So what the consumer pays is what the NTA regulations state, and that's the metered fare. If you get if you call out to a house, it's a €3 booking fee. That's across the board. That's the NTA rules and regulations. So what you see when you get out of your taxi is what you will see on your bill the following day when we introduce account work. What you see in front of you is what you'll be charged. You won't wake up and you won't see a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 euro priority booking fee on top of the metered fare.
And give us an example of where there might be savings for the consumer. So if you were going to the airport from, let's say, Sandyford, and the normal rate might be €80, how much would it cost with Tap a Taxi?
So Tap a Taxi, you're going to work off the meter, as I said, Joe. So whatever's on the meter is what you'll be charged.
If there's a lot of traffic, it'll be that bit more.
Yes, it will. And we can't allow for traffic. This was the issue back in November 11 when Uber introduced these fixed fares. You know, the taxi industry has to allow for traffic. The regulations state that. So, for example, if you're driving and you're driving at a regular speed on the M50, whether it's 80, 90 or 100 kilometres an hour, and you hit an accident, then the meter automatically kicks in after a couple of minutes and will charge by time in the taxi. Mm. What we don't want to see is Uber hammering drivers for 41% commissions.
Okay.
Because we can't control what happens ahead of us as taxi drivers. And this is a regulated system. The NTA is a regulated body and these rules are in place. So I'm not sure how, I wish the government would have stepped in back in November, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
How a foreign national, multinational, multi-billion dollar company can charge more what the NTA rules and regulations state.
Okay, well, they're obviously not here to defend themselves at the moment. We don't have them on the show. We've asked them to join us on the show, but they haven't been able to join us thus far. So it is a co-op, there will be a share, but it all depends on momentum. In other words, if there's not enough people out there downloading the app, it won't matter whether you have a share or not.
So I'm delighted you brought that up, Joe, because I have to say we're overwhelmed with the amount of support we're getting from the general public. Overwhelmed.
Mm.
And, you know, we
started... But are they booking? Are they downloading the app and are they booking?
They absolutely are. We're floating around number 2 to 4 on the Google Play Store downloads. Mm-hmm. So that's telling you something. And we're seeing a lot of work coming in. You know, April in general is a quiet month in the taxi industry. We're heading into May when we start seeing concerts, May, June, July, when it really surges. We're getting huge support from the public. And I'm happy to announce now that we are now the largest taxi company in Ireland ever, with 1,363 cars on the road. We've just launched in Sligo, we've just launched in Galway, Waterford, Kilkenny. We're just about to launch in Tralee, with Cork not too far behind.
Okay, and what about corporate bookings, i.e. can companies book with Tapa Taxi and open an account, for example, for their staff members?
Absolutely. So as all this up to a couple of weeks, it was being voluntary. These things are taking time. So it's a bunch of taxi drivers, 7 men and 1 woman overseeing all this and driving it. So these things take time, but we have account work very, very close to crossing the line. I think our account work will be live within 1 to 2 weeks. In actual fact, I've probably 6 or 7 leads that I need to follow up on, but we can't do that until we have the account work in place. But I think that's going to happen maybe before mid-May.
Okay. And is there a chance that the Uber or Freenow might say, well, you cannot use our apps and Tapa Taxi at the same time?
I can't tell you what Uber or Freenow are going to do. They're definitely trying to incentivize drivers. They're trying to incentivize customers at the expense of the driver to stay on board with them. But look, you know, I personally feel that it's nearly like an insult to the Irish people's intelligence to try to, you know, get away with this. So, you know, I think that that the public are definitely on side. They're seeing through this fake, you know, publicity, these bribes, if you like. So, yeah, we're
well, best of luck with it, David. And I have reached out to Uber to see if they could join us on the show. That's David Mitchell there from Tap a Taxi, with the app which is now down.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk
with Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.